I'm going to give you the lecture as I would give it to my own master's students. When we're talking... Sorry. So now I'll dim the light so we can see what's going on. Okay? Here we have the two most important people that have affected the research in leadership over the last 25 or 30 years. On the left-hand side, we see a man who is from Holland. His name is... What is that? Gert Hofstede? Or Gert Hofstede? Doesn't really matter. There he is. He wrote this very important book, originally back in 1980, called Culture's Consequences. You can get more recent editions of that book. I would strongly recommend, anyone interested in this subject should get the book. You can buy it for about 50 pence on Amazon, and it's well worth having as your bedtime reading. Well worth having, because it will certainly send you fast asleep. But it's a very interesting book as well, so do be aware of this man, Gert Hofstede. We'll return to him in a moment. And then secondly, Bob House. Bob House is an American, not a European, and he is a very, very charismatic individual. As you can see, he's almost like a cowboy there. He started off working with Ford Motor Company as a management trainee and finished up as the distinguished professor of management at the Wharton School in the University of Pennsylvania. So those two books are important sources for what I'm going to talk about today. Culture. What do we mean by culture? We all have a surface understanding of what culture is just by seeing, by looking, by observing other people and how they're different to us. But in academic speak, we have at least two. In fact, we have one of my PhD students found 149 different definitions of culture. So often culture actually is like a waste bin. In academic terms, it's like a waste bin in which you just put the things you don't quite understand. Oh, put it in the culture box. Leave it there. So it's very important to have some clarity about the concept, and if you're writing anything about the notion of culture, we have to begin with definitions, therefore. Because as we all have so many different views of the topic, we need to try to get some commonality to begin with. And one view is that organisation culture, according to Hofstede, is, and I quote, the collective programming of the mind that distinguishes one or members of one organisation from another. Highlight programming of the mind. Now, we've all worked in an organisation here, in some organisation, a school or a university, or a firm, do you think your mind has been programmed? I'd be a little bit disturbed if you had been programmed, honestly. So I don't think, or I hope, that Hofstede isn't trying to be literal. Although, when you speak to him, he tends to really believe that we are programmed. Programmed in so far as our actions in companies or in schools or in universities conform to what would be expected if you were being programmed. So as Jonathan said right at the beginning, could you please calm down and be quiet? And we were all perfectly quiet. We followed Jonathan's programming in our actions, if not in our wishes. So is culture more to do just with actions in the social world, or is it something else? The second definition, a set of shared, taken for granted, implicit assumptions that a group holds. And that determines how it perceives or how it thinks about or reacts to its environment. In other words, the second definition is much more an internal or social psychological definition in some ways. It's about assumptions rather than about values and behaviours, perhaps.